T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. WSSP. We're live. We are live inside the Lakeland University studios. You can check them out online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. I am Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. And this is Paul Immig. Paul, guten Morgen to you, meine Freunde.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I am excited. It's NBA season. Let's go!
Before we get into our general conversation, you are our next contestant. On Who He Play For, there is a website, whoheplayfor.com. I'll give you the normal mode. We just gave Eric Name the hard mode, and it was very hard.
I want the hard mode.
You think you can do the hard mode?
Well, let's start medium or whatever, and then we'll see how we do.
Okay, because normal mode gives you guys Kevin Durant came up.
Oh, okay.
But I'll give you normal mode, okay? I'll do that first. All right. Paul Immig playing Who He Play For. It's a website, whoheplayfor.com. Normal mode. Let's go. You get 60 seconds. McKinley Wright IV.
I don't know.
It's Timberwolves. Devin Vassell.
Spurs.
Yes. Cade Cunningham.
Pistons.
There you go. Terrence Ross.
Magic.
Yes. JaVale McGee. Where did he end up?
Denver?
Phoenix.
Shoot.
Eric Gordon.
Denver.
Still with the Rockets.
I thought you said Aaron Gordon.
Oh, okay, sure.
I did. I really did.
Tyrese Haliburton.
Sacramento Kings.
Paul Watson.
I don't know.
Thunder. Willie Cauley-Stein.
Mavericks.
Yes. Trevor Ariza.
Lakers.
Eric Bledsoe.
Clippers.
Yes. And I'll give you Bones Highland.
Nets.
Nuggets.
Okay.
And that's 60 seconds. What we found in this game is that there's someone you don't know. Pretty good odds they're on the Pelicans or the Nuggets. And by Nuggets, I mean the Thunder. The Thunder or the Pelicans is what I mean.
Was that already 60 seconds?
Yeah, it goes quick.
Was that normal? That was normal mode?
Yeah, it was normal mode.
Can I try one up?
Do you want to get hard with me?
Desperately.
Okay. Here we go. Eugene Omoruri.
Pass.
Okay. Mavs. Jaden Springer.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Sixers. Dalton Holmes.
Don't know.
Pelicans. RJ Nebhard Jr.
I don't know.
Cavs. Sam Hauser.
Pistons?
He's with the Celtics. Ja'Cory McLaughlin.
He's the Timberwolves.
Mavs. Toby got this one. Jay Huff.
I don't know.
Lakers. He was a former Wizard. Anthony Lamb.
Nope.
Rockets. Trendon Watford.
Nope.
Portland. Isaiah Livers.
Nope.
Or Livers, I don't know. And the last one they give you is Sandru Mamukelishvili.
Oh, that would be the Bucks.
Yeah, and I'm playing him tonight in DraftKings. I'm building one around him because they got no bigs tonight. I got him.
No Portis, no Ogilvy, no Rodney Hood, and of course, no Dante.
So I got Grayson starting. He's cheap. I got Giannis building around him. I like Steph tonight to fire off some threes. I like Carmelo to get in, maybe score 20. So I feel pretty good about my lineup.
You think Carmelo's going to come in his Lakers debut and put up 20?
20, 30, I mean, 70. I mean, I knew watching that game he'd score 70. And then he scored 70. I thought he might as well get 80.
Man, that is some predictive technology you've developed in your brain.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Paul's just on to talk NBA. We can go through some over-unders throughout the league. We gave our predictions. I said the Bucks will win the East and beat the Warriors in the finals. Although I really said the Nuggets, but we tweeted the Warriors for fun. And then Toby said the Nets will win the East, but the Bucks will win through the playoffs and beat both he and Tony in Texas, also good buddy, like the Mavericks out of the West. Toby's all over the Mavs.
Yeah, I will take the bet that the Mavericks will not do that. Luka has never been out of the first round, and I don't know if you guys have heard, their head coach is Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear anything about Dallas getting out of the, you know, I'll maybe take Dallas to win a first round series. Maybe after that. No.
For some unplausible reason, and we wish it not on him nor anyone. If for some reason we found out this season that Jason Kidd had passed away, the number one thing I would think is, well, he was murdered by Luka and the rest of his team. That's the assumption I would go to. I wouldn't think anything else. Jason Kidd, again, my hot take on Jason Kidd, and this was one of my good takes, actually, just like my supreme take in the Tennessee Titans, when you think they're good, they're going to lose. When you think they're bad, they're going to win. The Titans, by the way, will beat the Chiefs next week, and then they will lose to the Colts. Go to the window on that. But my take on Jason Kidd is he would be a great coach if his team was 15 Jason Kidds. He coaches himself how he wants to be coached. He has no idea how to adapt to not just today's players, but players that aren't him. So I think the Mavs, they did the wrong thing there. And shame on Mark Cuban. I thought he was a smart guy.
Yeah, it was bizarre. Like when Rick Carlisle got fired and then Rick Carlisle promoted in his I'm leaving Dallas press conference to say, you know who I think would be really good? Jason Kidd. He said that, Carlisle did, about his parting team. It was very bizarre. And all I can think is that Carlisle was so pissed at the Mavericks for firing him that he purposely sabotaged Dallas by making that comment and putting Mark Cuban in the spot to have to hire Jason Kidd. And it was all part of his sabotage plan.
I'm getting tweets here about who he play for. People love the game. People love the game and want more of it. So we could maybe do that for you a little bit later. People love the game. All right, Paul, you kind of spearhead this thing. You are the guest of honor and essentially a third co-host of the show. Although you weren't on last week and I missed you.
Well, someone didn't ask me to come on.
Well, we were busy. We had... What were we doing last week? Oh, yeah, the Brewers lost. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. No.
Do you want to talk about how Claws Up will never be used again, ever? Paul,
NBA predictions?
Take us away.
Well, Toby, do you have win totals or do you want me to do the win totals?
No, you can do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
Oh.
And then I have... I can do win totals. I can do win totals.
You want to do it?
Yes. And I can also give you what percentage of the money is coming on the over and the under.
All right. I have it up, too, if you'd like me to do it. Either one.
All right. You can do it. But I'll still have my fun facts.
You're the host of the show. You rock and roll. Go
Great
for it.
Great stuff. All right. Here we go. I am going to start with the email that I have here that has the win totals that is right in front of me. I guess we'll just go alphabetically because that's how I have it listed.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Atlanta Hawks win total of 47.5. I put the Hawks as my fourth team, or third. I put them third in the East. You know, there's a lot of people that think, oh, well, last year could have been like a fluke run. I believe in Trae Young, dude. I believe in Trae Young. Yeah. I believe in the Hawks. I think they go over the 47.5.
If DeAndre Hunter is healthy, if Cam Reddish is healthy, Kevin Huerter just got his extension. John Collins got his extension. They still have Bogdanovich, still have Gallinari, Capella. The one maybe wild card. It's not a super duper wild card. I think Okongwu is out, their backup center, their sixth overall pick from last year's draft, until like January or February. So they might be a little bit thin in the front court. I really like Atlanta. I don't think they're going to go back to the Eastern Conference Finals.
No.
But over 47.5, I will take the over.
We'll go through the East first to keep some order here. Toby, 47.5.
I'll take the under.
All right, 92% of fans are taking the over on the Atlanta Hawks with their money.
Okay.
Toby's a hater. Well, they're in Toby's Wizards division, aren't they? Toby, that's a division rival.
Yeah, I mean, the Wizards might win that division.
I wish we cared about divisions. I really do. I really do in the NBA. I wish we cared. And I tell the story, I asked Malcolm Brogdon, as he's known. I said, Malcolm, who are you rooting for in the finals? Warriors or Cavs? He says, oh, Cavs. I said, but they're your division rival. It was like the first time he's ever heard that in the NBA. He said, oh, no. Nah. All right, well, thanks to Malcolm Brogdon.
Brogdon just got a 2-year and $45 million extension from Indiana, by the way. So
wow.
He has made over $100 million since being traded by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Brogdon still loves the show.
I'm Malcolm Brogdon, Milwaukee's best Bucks coverage here on The Fan.
He's not wrong.
Man, he was enthused to do that for you.
I don't care where he is. He's not wrong. Do I still have the
Giannis? I once saw Malcolm Brogdon at a Target in Milwaukee buying cat food.
Oh, yeah? He's got a kitty cat?
He did, apparently. We were both doing the self-checkout, and he said, hey, Paul, is that you from the Bart Winkler show? And I said, as a matter of fact, Malcolm, it is me. Thank you for listening.
Hey, guys, this is Jan Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks, and you're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks post-game show here on The Fan.
Yeah, how about that? That was the first thing Giannis said when he came to the United States. The Celtics, 46.5. A lot of people are really high on the Celtics. I'm going to take the under on the Celtics.
I mean, the wild card is their head coach. You know, not having Brad Stevens anymore. I think the roster is really good. You know, Jaylen Brown can still take a step up. Tatum still has room to grow. They don't have Tristan Thompson to deal with anymore, which is a good thing for them.
And, of course, their head coach is someone we all know, and that his name is
Ime Udoka.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I had no idea. It's not that I couldn't pronounce his name. I had no idea who they hired. I forgot.
He was an assistant on Steve Nash's Brooklyn Nets staff last season. So there is your who he coached for segment of the day.
I know we have to know everything at all times and be perfect, but
hey, Bart, who is the center for the Boston Celtics?
Well, that
or you can tell me what. Who?
That's Al Horford.
Robert Williams.
Well, who's and what's the Robert Williams nickname?
Big Bob.
Toby?
Tractor Trailer? I don't know.
The Time Lord.
The Time Lord.
Robert Williams is the Time Lord.
The Time Lord.
How have you not heard this?
I don't know. All right. I don't watch TV. I'm going to take the under on the Celtics, Paul.
I'm really close here. I will slightly go under.
Tober?
I will take the under.
You said 46?
Toby Grace? Yes.
I'll take the over.
Yeah, Toby likes the Celtics.
He's gonna be the zag to our zig.
Yeah. Nets, 55.5.
Oh. Oof.
The Nets are gonna win without trying.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, Are you betting that Kyrie's coming back, or do you take over no matter what?
I am so hungry right now. It's all I can think about. Like, I'm starving.
So we'll table the Kyrie discussion until after you've had a bite?
I might need to go. I might need to leave. I'm so hungry. I might need to go get food.
Toby.
I'll take the over.
Run the board.
Yeah, I mean, I got you, Bart.
I mean, I guess that'd be saying that, do I think the Nets are going to actually lose 27 regular season games? I'll take the over.
62% of fans are betting the over. The Charlotte Hornets are a popular overplay. 38.5 wins. Yeah, I think I'll take the over on that too. Maybe 39, but I'll take the over.
Charlotte's going to be a top league pass team for me for sure. Their biggest like contributor from a big guy perspective is PJ Washington, who's like 6'9". I know you don't need a traditional big these days necessarily, but Gordon Hayward is going to be lucky to probably play 60 of the 82 games. If he's not out there, can I both love Charlotte and also take the under? I think that's okay. So I will take the under despite watching as many of their games as humanly possible on League Pass.
Yeah, give me the Hornets. Give me the over for Charlotte.
I'll take the under.
All right, your next team was the Chicago Bulls. A lot of people like the Bulls. I just remembered they have DeMar DeRozan. # people do forget. 43 wins for the over-under. And I'm going to go over. I do buy into the Bulls. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so would you say then they're not even going to make the play-in? They're going to make one of the top 6 seeds in the East?
I think I took them to take 8th.
So 8th is going to be 44 wins or more then.
Yeah, bro. The East is no longer the least. It's the beast.
Yeah, but 44 wins in 8th place. The Bulls are another team I'm going to be watching a lot of. And there's no way that they get to 43.5. Did you say 42.5? 43.5?
43 wins. 78% of bettors say they will take the over.
Yeah, I'll take the under on Chicago going over 500. I think maybe 500 would be their ceiling for me.
I'll take the over.
Yeah, Toby knows what's up. The Cleveland Cavaliers, 27.5 is the over-under. 97% of the bets come in on over. People don't like betting unders. It's no fun. You want to root for the teams apparently to win, not lose.
26.5 feels low. They added a second overall pick or third overall pick in the draft with Mobley. Jared Allen got his huge contract extension, $100 million for Jared Allen. They gave Lauri Markkanen $65 million. They still have the backcourt duo known as Sexland, Colin Sexton and Darius Garland. I think they're going to be an interesting watch. 26.5 feels low. I will take the over.
Sexland was the nickname of my college dorm because my roommate was a player. I once saw him during.
Interesting.
I don't know much I can say on the air, but we made eye contact. He thought I was asleep. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And yep. the next day he is like, "Hey man, did you see anything last night?" I said last night I was sleeping. I slept the whole night and never woke up. Cool.
Is this one of your friends today or no?
Nah, we never talked since.
Okay.
I mean, he was a freshman roommate. He was like assigned.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
We like tried to be friends.
Yeah, that's how it happens in college.
Yeah. Toby knows.
So
Toby, Cavs over under.
26.5, you say, or 27.5?
For the Cavs, it's 27.5.
Ooh, that's a deal breaker. I'll take over.
Oh, Toby hates the hook.
give me 28 wins for the Cavs.
Yeah, I'm going to go slightly over. No, if I'm going to take the ball, I got to go under. Under on the Cavs.
Wow.
The Pistons, 25.5. Give me the over. Ugh. Over.
Real? Okay, name Pistons, Bart. Who they have on their team? Ready, go. Who's on the Pistons? Go.
All right, Cade Cunningham.
Correct.
They also have Tayshaun Prince.
Incorrect.
I know this. Well, I haven't said any DraftKings yet. I don't remember. Henry Ellenson. Is he still there?
I don't think he is anymore.
Who do they got?
Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, Jeremy. I was just going to say that.
Sadiq Bey.
Yeah, Sadiq Bey, duh.
Luke Garza.
Luke Garza. Oh, wow.
Kelly Olynyk.
Oh, no.
Your boy Isaiah Livers or Livers that you gave me a quiz on earlier. Killian Hayes. Hamidou Diallo. Corey Joseph.
CJ.
Josh Jackson.
JJ.
Jamarco Pickett.
JP.
Rodney Magruder.
Magruder. He is. All right. I'm going to say Pistons. I will take the over 25 and a half. 99% of people are taking the over on Detroit.
Give me the under.
Yeah, under.
Yeah, I'm going under too. Me and Toby are part of that 1% apparently. There's no way they win 20 games with that roster.
Indiana Pacers. Now their over and under is 42.5, and I will tell you that a lot of nobody's betting the Bucks to win the Central because it's such an obvious victory. But people are putting money. If they're putting money on anything, 61% of people that are betting on the Central are betting on the Pacers just because. Cool. They want to put a little money on and maybe hit something. Pacers over under is 42.5. I'll take the under on Indiana.
Yep, me too. They might be dead last on my league pass teams for this year. So I hope they're not good so that they can be irrelevant. I don't feel like I'm missing good basketball. They are so boring. I will take the under.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a pretty obvious under. That's a pretty high total for a team that I don't think is very good.
Is this our first unanimous?
Could it really be?
Oh, then I should go over.
No. All right, the Miami Heat 48. I took the Miami Heat to finish, I think, fourth in the East, only because I wanted to take them lower because I hate them, and so I'm overcompensating. So at 48 wins, 81% of bettors take the under. I am going to overcompensate again and take the over.
I'm going to take the over as well, though I don't want to. I think they're going to try really hard in the regular season. Like, they have something to prove that a random win on January, 30th is going to be meaningful for some reason. That it would be where I think the Heat are just going to really treat the regular season like it is a big deal. More so than the Nets or the Bucks might. So I'll take the over. I hope it's the under. This will probably be my least favorite team ever in terms of roster construction of guys that I don't want to root for or watch play basketball. But I will take the over.
Yeah, I'll take the over as well. I feel like they could be good, and I think they'll be up there. But they're just going to be fighting with the middle of the pack in the Eastern Conference the entire year.
All right.
You don't think – hold on. You don't think – Who did you take third in the East then, you guys, if it wasn't Miami?
Oh, Toby likes Boston.
Okay. Bart?
I took the Hawks.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right. The Bucks, 54.5. The betting on this is pretty split, 50-50.
Yeah.
I like over.
Much for the same reason that with the Heat, where I think the Heat are going to treat the regular season like a really big deal, the Bucks last year – really didn't. They didn't seem to care what seed they got. It was all about prepping for the playoffs. I wouldn't doubt if Giannis is going to rest more this year, if Middleton and Drew are going to rest more after playing the Olympics back-to-back with the NBA Finals. I don't know if they care. Well, I can't imagine they will care about what seed they'll have. So I think they're going to be awesome in the playoffs and could arguably be my favorites for an NBA champion, but regular season win total, I think they'll go under just based on how much it will matter to them, which I think is not a heck of a lot.
Wow. You're taking the under on that?
Do we think Giannis is going to play 70 or more games? Yeah. Do we think Middleton's going to play 70 or more?
Yeah,
that Drew's going to play 70 or more?
I don't think they have to play their guys an exceptional amount of games, an exceptional amount of minutes to win more than 54.5.
Okay, yeah, you're undercompensating.
Oh, man, maybe I'm just too close to it. I mean, Dante's out for a while. Tonight they're going in with No Portis, no Ogilvy, no Rodney Hood.
I mean, I think it could be close, but I think they win close to 60 games, 57, 58, 59 games or so. Even if, I mean, I think they might start out slower. I agree with your theory here of them not playing their guys, because I think that's how it's going to be at the beginning of the year. But down the stretch, they're going to be playing those games, I think, you know, to get geared up. So I think early on, they might be a little bit worse than people expect, but they're going to turn it on once you get to the All-Star break and after. And so I think they reach the over on this win total.
Toby, let me remind you how many times a Bucks fan, even in like last year's shortened season, a Bucks fan showed up to Fiserv Forum only to find out the starting lineup was Thanasis, Mamadi, Elijah Bryant. Like there was like literally like four or five home games last year where nobody played at all, other than like the 11th through 15th guys on the roster.
Yeah, but when they sit everybody together.
Yeah, I mean it's an interesting thing, which I guess we're not allowed to question anymore because Bud won the team a championship and got a contract extension. So now we just have to say that he's brilliant. But that's what I'm concerned about in terms of a regular season win total, is that it's going to be, there will be nights where the best player on the floor for the Bucks will be Grayson Allen, who, by the way, had a contract extension and Dante didn't. So yeah. Hey, Bart, real quick thought. Can we recap the last year for Dante DiVincenzo? He was traded to the Kings. Just kidding. No, he wasn't. The deal got turned away, and that didn't happen, even though he was reportedly house shopping in Sacramento. Then he got hurt, wasn't part of the NBA Finals. Then the team acquires Grayson Allen, who plays his same position. They give an extension for Grayson Allen and not for Dante. Now Dante's not going to be ready to start the beginning of the season. Grayson Allen will presumably start in his place and may not give up that starting job once Dante comes back. So, not a great year for Dante in terms of his career path.
Well, yeah, and it's hard to carve out to see a future for Dante on this team. I mean, even if like he didn't get hurt, there was no way the Bucks were going to give him $20 million per.
Yeah, well, so Kevin Huerter yesterday with the Hawks got $16 million per. So 4 years, $64 million for Kevin Huerter. That's about where Dante would probably come in. I know John Hollinger at The Athletic predicted 4 years, $99 million. Yes, 4 years, $99 million was the John Hollinger at The Athletic projection. That's not going to happen unless he has an insane breakout year now. But they can no longer sign rookie extensions, so this is technically the last year of Dante's four-year deal. The Bucks could do like a qualifying offer for next season, but this might. Oh, can I say this too? Brian Windhorst reported on ESPN or on his podcast. He said, "Hey, Grayson Allen, this is like, I'm gonna very softly quote what Windhorst said about Grayson Allen. Even after Grayson got the contract extension, he said, Grayson, you just got $20 million. Good for you. But as long as you're in Milwaukee, I would recommend renting."
Well, yeah, the $10 million is like a good deal, but it's also, I mean, that's
tradable.
Like, that's the trade chip that we were missing.
That's right.
You know, because so nobody's got Brian that tradable contract.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Bucks did the right thing, right? They extended the asset that Grayson Allen is, but it sounds like the insiders of the NBA are advising rental, not home ownership for Grayson Allen. So I found that very, very, very interesting.
Well, I can tell you my neighbor rents is upstairs, and he is looking for a young renter with a good paying job. So I could maybe get Grayson Allen over to the area.
Yes. And the house next door to me is for sale, but that would be a non-rental situation.
Well, yeah. So why'd you bring that up then?
Because I sent you the link the other day and I didn't hear back from you.
Yeah, you're in suburbia, dude. I'm in the city of Shorewood.
Yeah. Okay, bud.
All right, come on.
Win totals.
Come on. The next one here is the Knicks, 42.5 over. I like the
Knicks. Tom Thibodeau teams are going to try hard. I'll take the over.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under.
The next one is the Magic, 22.5. John Hammond, what are you doing? They got to win more. Nobody's losing less than 22 games. I mean, come on, over. 22 is so low.
I'm going to go under. I don't know. They traded Vucevic midway through last year. They traded Aaron Gordon. It's going to be Jalen Suggs. It's going to be Markelle Fultz working his way back from injury. Jonathan Isaac working his way back from Mo Bamba. Wendell Carter Jr., who just got a four-year and $50 million contract extension. Who, I mean, 22 and a half feels somehow high. And by the way, I don't think John Hammond would hate, you know, having the worst record in the league this year, developing some of his young players and having another chance at, you know, a top three pick next year. I will take the under.
I feel like this is quite low. I'm going to take the over.
The real story with Orlando is Robin Lopez is there, and he made up with the Orlando Magic mascot. As they had been feuding for years, they have now made up and are friends once again.
So the Magic just gave Robin Lopez $5 million so that he could be driving distance to Disney World, which I think is a really sweet thing to do for a guy.
Yeah, that's not too shabby. That's pretty good stuff. All right, let's see here. The next one is the Philadelphia 76ers, 51.5, 80% on the under. Ben Simmons at practice with his phone in his sweatpants as if he's counting his steps. Ben Simmons is like James Harden got fat to get out of Houston, okay? And other guys have held out. Ben Simmons is like, he's like holding out with 1 foot in the door. He's like, I'm not buying this holdout.
He's doing what TJ Watt did with the Steelers. He's holding in. He's there, but he's not really there.
Yeah, Ben Simmons, I don't want to deal with this. As soon as he said, I'm never playing there again, I thought, yes, you are. You're not getting traded. You're going to, the Sixers, they screwed up. They bother me. 51.5. No chance they reach that. Under.
And you know that Embiid is going to miss.
Sixers are going to get in the playoffs as like the 7 seed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That feels drastic.
Yeah, but you can ooh your way all the way to your new neighbor's house and be better friends with him than you are me, I'm sure.
we'll talk about that off the air. I will take the under on Philly.
Yeah, I think it's got to be the under with all the uncertainty with Ben Simmons. I think they got a good roster outside of him still with Embiid, and I think Tobias Harris is finally get a chance to really step up instead of just being the third option, but 51.5, that's a little high.
I will go next to the Toronto Raptors, 36.5, 94% of bettors on the over.
That's hard. I mean, they're finally back in Toronto. Last year they played in Tampa, Florida, which is no fun. They don't have Kyle Lowry anymore. They took Scottie Barnes, who kind of is the exact same player in a lot of ways as OG Anunoby and a little bit as Pascal Siakam. I'll take the under on the Toronto, not Tampa Raptors.
Yeah, I got to take the under. With the way I've been going with the East, I got to take the under.
Yeah, it's got to be the under. They're not very good.
Last one's the Wizards, 33.5. They're my second favorite team.
Toby, hit it. What do you think, bud?
Over, baby. Yeah, over. I think this team's a lot deeper this year than they were last year. Last year it was just Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook. This year they got guys because they traded Russell Westbrook. They got a bunch of average players that I think are going to be better overall for them than having two stars. Bradley Beal is going to still be up in the top three, top five in scoring in the league, but I think you're going to have a lot of contributors from that Lakers trade with KCP, Kuzma, Harrell. I think they're going to have a good year this year. I think they sneak in backdoor the playoffs.
Would you no comment on the Daniel Gafford 3 years, $40 million contract extension?
I like Daniel Gafford.
He's like a hustling, try hard type of big, right?
Yeah, he's very very active. He doesn't have lots of offensive talent, but he does a good job on the glass. He does a good job with shot blocking. He gives you a little bit of everything, just not super skilled when he gets the ball down in the post.
You think Beal signs a supermax next offseason and stays long term?
I think he likes it in D.C. I think he stays.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take the Wizards over. 33.5.
I'll take the over, Toby.
All right, we could do the West. We got to go lightning round on the West for time's sake.
Lightning, go.
The West, the Dallas Mavericks, Toby's NBA champion, 48.5, under.
Yuck, under.
Over. They are not my NBA champions. They're the runners-up.
Close enough. You've already let me down. We hate Jason Kidd on the show, even though he is a friend of show. And I do have him on Snapchat.
And you send text messages with him.
Yeah, I text with him. And he's a snap. I have him on Snapchat. I could send him a snap right now. I could also Snapchat Woj.
This is one hell of a lightning round, bud. Let's go.
Well, the lightning's like 30 miles away. The Nuggets, 48.5. Over.
Yeah, I mean, no Jamal Murray for the front half of the season, but it still feels really, really low. I will take the over. In fact, I think I'm going to go Lakers number one to finish in the West, and my second choice would be the Nuggets as the second best team in the West. I will go over.
Under.
The Nuggets I took as the one in the West, but they've got the same over-under, as do the Golden State Warriors at 48. You know I'm playing the over on that. 50-50 amongst the bettors.
Yeah, I'm going to go under. I don't know what Klay Thompson's going to be. They've drafted guys like Wiseman and Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, don't sleep on Wiseman.
Their combined age, Wiseman and Kuminga, Bart, is your age. I don't know if you knew that, if you want to feel extra old today. Combined, they are the age of one Bart Winkler.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, Steph Curry could be great, and I think they could still win like 44, 45 games. So I will take the under, and Bart, you are betting with your heart, not your head.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take the under on this. I think they're a decent basketball team, but I don't know that Klay Thompson is enough to take them from the dumps that they've been in.
Rockets, 26.5. They suck. Under.
Under. Going to watch them on League Pass. Jalen Green's going to be fun. Christian Wood, root for him for always. But, yeah, no, they're not going to win that many games.
Yeah, it's got to be an under.
Clippers, 44.5.
Ooh. No Kawhi Leonard in 44.5. I mean,
I'm going to take the under.
Know. Yeah, I'm gonna take. I mean, he may not play all year. Kawhi might not. So I will take the under.
Yeah, I think they're about a 500 team. I'll take the under.
Lakers are 53.5. I'm gonna take the under. There's gonna be a stretch where they lose four games in a row, and ESPN is gonna melt down. And there might be a couple of those stretches. I'm gonna take the under.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be a good regular. I think LeBron and Westbrook, they're gonna want the one seed. I think it's gonna mean something to them. Whether it should or shouldn't is a different debate. But that still feels high in a Western Conference that's relatively loaded. You know those guys are going to miss games with injuries. Anthony Davis coming back from his playoff injury. I will take the under, but I still think they will have the one seed in the West.
What'd you have that number at?
53.5, Bart, I think he said.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll take the over on that. I think they'll be able to win about 55, 56 games.
Memphis, 41.5 for Memphis. A lot of people like the Grizz. I'll go with them. Over.
Jaren Jackson Jr. just got like more millions of dollars than total games he's played in the NBA. That is not hyperbole. Big fan of his, but he's got to stay healthy. 41.5. I'm going to go under. I really like Ja. I think they're going to be a good team, but that feels high. Slightly high.
Yeah, I'll go under. It's going to be close, though. I mean, they'll be right around 500. So pretty close,
yeah,
but I'll go under.
That's a close call.
Timberwolves, it sucked forever. 35 is the over-under. I will go slightly over.
I'm cautiously optimistic for them as a play-in team. And in order to do that, they would need to win more than 35. So I will take the over.
Yeah, I'll take the under.
The Pelicans, 39.5, 89% on the over. Let me join them.
No way. Zion is the Pelicans should be off the table. Like, Zion is not going to be ready to start the season. There's no timetable for his return. I mean, it's just going to be Brandon Ingram jacking up shots.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a firm under.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to go under as well.
Mm. Okay.
If Zion was healthy, Bart, different. But no one knows. No one knows what when he's going to be able to play.
Maybe some of us didn't know Zion was hurt.
Well, there you go. There's your update. You want to change?
No. No. I was kidding. Thunder, 23.5.
Is that their draft picks or?
Sports jokes! Under for the Thunder.
Yeah, make it a unanimous.
The Suns, 51.5. Under.
Dude, I'm going to go under as well. They are not going to have DeAndre Ayton for very long because they would not give him a contract extension. They did give $90 million to Mikal Bridges, but would not extend DeAndre Ayton at the number that he wanted. So you'd have to assume that means he's not part of their long-term future and they are looking to trade him. Otherwise, why would they not have at least given him some type of meet-you-in-the-middle negotiation extension? They're still really good, but 51.5 feels high. I will go under.
Yeah, I'm not big on them making a deep run again, so I'm going to go under as well.
All right, next up, we have the team from Portland. 44.5, 99% on the over.
Yeah, I'll join the 99% on the over there. I think they're going to be a deeper team. They have guys like Covington and Larry Nance Jr. who can defend the wings and the bigs, who can be very switchable. I think the biggest question is if they start out like 2-7, will Damian Lillard, you know, will he finally request that trade that he hasn't been for recent years? But I don't think they're going to start out like that. I think they'll be pretty good. I'll take the over.
I'll take the over. I'll never join the 1%.
Yeah, I'll take the over.
The Kings
is the 99%.
Yeah. There's too many rich people in this world. It's sick. Like billionaires. It's really disgusting. Coming up later on my show, I'll talk about why billionaires are actually good for the economy and the trickle-down effect that will help. Plus, why aren't people working anymore? Is it because you got one check and you think that's enough because we don't rich people don't have the concept of money and we think all you poor should be lining up for breadcrumbs? By the way, did you know that when the Depression hits, people in breadcrumbs build a sense of community because when they're in bread lines, they talk to their neighbor. Whatever happened to the days of talking to your neighbor? My neighbor moved in and they put their curtains up all the time. I tried to bring a pie over and they ran upstairs. And coming up, another topic you might quite enjoy, why there should not be a democracy and we should be ruled under a king. Just like England had it right in 1776, we were wrong. And let's correct the 250-year mistake that was democracy. That's all coming up next on the Bart Wagner Show. Spurs, 25.5.
You know you said Bart Wagner. I just want to make sure.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. Spurs were what?
29.5.
Bart, you want to play name those Spurs?
Yes. Keldon Johnson, Olympian.
Good.
Tiny Vessels. That's a good song by Death Cab. What's the guy's name?
Devin Vassell.
Devin Vassell, yeah. Jakob Poeltl.
Very good.
L-Dubs the Fourth.
What?
Lonnie Walker.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, L-Dubs the Fourth, as he's known. Okay.
Yep. God. DeJounte Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking like I looked at the Spurs depth chart like on the show in the 7 o'clock hour or something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You cheated.
I did. All right, very quick now. 29.5.
Under.
Okay.
Under.
Jazz, 52.5.
Oh, gosh. Over.
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 All right, Paul, those are your over-unders. I hope you kept track because you need half of them right or you will be punished in the Squid Game. I'm sure you love that show.
I've not seen it yet. I'm not one of the people who have contributed to the $900 million it has brought in for Netflix, reportedly.
Shocker that Paul's not caught up on something.
I only watched the 10-minute scene of the first episode, red light, green light, and they all get shot. It's pretty intense. Hey,
you know, tonight's Bucks game is going to be a really good watch on Thursday morning for me.
You are not cereal.
I will be staying up late purposely tonight for the game. Absolutely. Don't get used to it. Don't get used to it.
Late as in 9 o'clock?
That's late, brother.
Brother, I'm staying up for all of Warriors-Lakers.
Well, here, let me be clear, though. Once I'm up, though, then I'm up. And yes, I will also be watching Lakers-Warriors. So it's one of those, like, either-ors, right? You sleep at 8 or you're just up until midnight. It's an either-or. Mm.
Yes. Paul, appreciate you, buddy.
Goodbye, guys. Have a wonderful week. It's Tuesday. Have a good week.
Yes. Paul Immig joining us. Great Midwest Bank. Hotline if you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're feeling anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Maybe you move into that house next to Paul and you want to update the window siding and doors. Go ahead and do it with Window Select. Their consultations right now, they come out at no cost to go over what is best for your home, to show you how their windows are of the highest quality, energy efficient, to help lower what the heating and cooling costs could be throughout the years. So they come out for a consultation that is of no cost to you, plus they give you a $100 gift card to the Packers Pro Shop. Window Select, as you may have heard, a proud partner with the Green Bay Packers starting as of this year. Had fun with them in the preseason when we went and took a bus up there and watched them play New York, and they lost, but I didn't watch much of the game. I was hanging out with all my new friends, and who I haven't really talked to much of them since, but that was still, we will always have the bus trip. We'll always have that. So you get the gift card. Then you get the windows at a buy one, get one clip with Windows Select. So if you need 40 windows, you're going to buy 20 of them. And the other 20 you get for free. Free installation. That offer is back this week. And then no payments for a year. It's a lot to keep track of, but it saves you a lot of money. WindowsSelect.com. Check them out. 262-703-3500.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ring ceremony night tonight. We're previewing it all day. Of course, we are celebrating the championship the Bucks won about 13 weeks ago. Toby Altizer was there and stuck a microphone in people's faces. Let's relive the joy together.
Feels insane. It's so exciting for Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm so excited. Let's go Bucks!
How do y'all feel?
Excited, especially for my son. He's a Bucks fan. Really, really excited for him. So he actually got to go to the finals for game 3. Then he got to be down here and experience. So it's pretty cool for him to be down here.
I feel I'm very happy right now that we won.
How's it feel to be NBA champ?
It feels great.
It's honestly kind of unreal. I never would have thought as a Wisconsin sports fan this moment would ever come. I've been heartbroken so many times in my life. So.
Yeah. Crazy.
You know what we're talking about. Your reaction.
How's it feel to be NBA champs?
It feels amazing, especially going down 0-2 at the start. And now we came back and now we're champs. Bucks in 6, baby.
How's it feel to be NBA champs?
Amazing. I'm so happy.
Man, it feels so amazing, man, to be part of this great city, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We did it, baby!
Let's go! Unreal has not set in yet, but it will eventually. But tonight, we're just going to enjoy it.
It's still processing. I didn't think we'd ever get this way. To see Giannis and Chris finally get the ring, it's incredible.
All I got to say is Bucks in 6, and it feels good to be NBA champions for the first time since 1971. Can't believe it.
Let's go! Hey, man. We've been waiting a long ass time for man. Milwaukee, we needed it, baby. Bucks, we got it done today.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, unbelievable. 50 years in the making, this is once in a lifetime. Worth every penny. Can't believe it.
Awesome, awesome game.
Go Bucks. What's it feel like to be NBA champs?
We're just thrilled to be here. This is unbelievable. I mean, when you drafted Giannis in 2013,
everyone passed on him. We didn't know what he had in him. They trusted the team, they kept the core, and here we are. We're thrilled.
Oh, man, we've been Bucks fans our whole lives. We've been on the Brad Essaire floor to finally be here. I mean, this is something that we just, you know, we're so proud in the state of our sports and our teams. It's just so amazing to finally just be here and have this win.
Hey, what's it feel like to be NBA champs?
Best feeling in the world.
Feels incredible. I mean, especially after like the last two postseasons, like this is just.
Go Bucks, baby.
Bucks insane.
I got no words, man. I have absolutely no words. In the midst of everyone building dynasty teams, I got nothing, dude. I have absolutely nothing. I wish I could give you the best soundbite of your life. I have absolutely nothing.
I think this is incredible for the city of Milwaukee. I think all of us are happy to be a part of it. And I'm just so happy to be a Milwaukee Bucks fan tonight. Bucks in six, we're NBA championships tonight.
All right, the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin have been through it the last 10 to 15 years. We've seen a lot of winners, a lot of almost winners, and I'm tired of being there. I'm tired of being close. I wanted a W, and this week we got it. And this city and this crowd has come out. It is incredible. It's the best vibe I've ever seen. All I gotta say is Bucks and six.
Couldn't have said it better, man. You know, they went out there, they got that win on the road, and they did it the best way they could. Bucks and six.
Oh man, so awesome. I never thought I'd see this dream come real. And lifetime Bucks fan.
Feel to be NBA champs.
Amazing! Bucks are so sick, nobody else compares. Bucks and six forever and ever and ever.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, just the atmosphere down here and just seeing how the city's celebrating. I mean, it's fantastic. Came down with my mom. We snuck in at the end and got to see part of the celebration, and it's just great. City hasn't had a championship in 50 years, so people are going to get out and have a little fun tonight.
Yeah, it feels amazing!
We can't believe it. It is history's been made.
We deserve it.
Yeah.
Yes.
They deserve it. That was awesome. Fun to be there.
They killed it. Seriously. Yeah.
They killed it.
How does it feel to be NBA champs?
Very good. I was a high school senior the last time they won it.
That's awesome.
Dude, honestly, I've been a Milwaukee fan since 2013, their worst season, by the way. And honestly, being here right now at the age I am, it feels amazing. It's been like 40, 50 years. I love it to death. I've been cheering for them since day one. I love it to death. Oh, dude, I'm going to get, I don't even know. Bucks and champs, baby. I don't know. I'm just trying to party with everybody in Milwaukee right now. I'm giving everybody high fives, cheering with the whole city, and just loving it right now.
Overcome adversity? Multiple times, yes. And I mean, they were disrespected by every sports announcer in the country. And then they come back and win. You know, I mean, it was fantastic.
And that was about, what would you say, an hour before I jumped in your car and you gave me a ride over here?
Probably.
Yeah, about that. Yeah. Hey, you got a free fourth meal out of it. If I could Groundhog Day one day in my life, it might be that one. I want to sit in every seat, experience that from every angle, experience that with everybody I've ever known, experience it at the Deer District. That was just a fun day. And the best part about it is we knew they were going to win that night. Just like we know they're going to win tonight. Against the Brooklyn Nets. They're getting their rings. They're getting a banner. We're getting another championship. Put the chairs out. Recycle bits because I ran out of ideas. We're back tomorrow at 6.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.